I didn't speak English, and that's what I like about it so much.
Be like Elena. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupobaugan.com.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses. Look, no excuses.
Good morning and welcome to No Excuses. I'm here with Jesus, Natalia, Marisa and Raquel. Let's get straight to work. Some simple stuff, but pretty fast. I'll say it in Spanish, you're going to say it in English. Ella está conmigo.
She's with me.
Very good. El calendario no está en la pared.
The calendar is not on the wall.
Very good again. And contract, the calendar isn't.
The calendar isn't on the wall.
Very good. The calendar isn't on the wall. Very good. ¿Dónde está entonces?
Where is it then?
Good. More intonation. Where is it then?
Where is it then?
Yes, intonation. Where is it then? Where is it then? Very good. Está ahí.
It's over there.
Very good. ¿Cuál es tu nombre?
What's your name?
Good. Again, what's?
What's your name?
Very good. What's your name? What's your name? ¿Cuál es su nombre de él?
What's his name?
Very good. ¿Cuál es mi apellido?
What's my last name?
Very good. What's my last name or what's my surname also? ¿Cuál es su dirección de ella?
What's her address?
Very good. Again.
What's her address?
Good. ¿Su casa es muy grande de él?
His house is very big.
Good. One more time.
His house is very big.
Yeah, his house is very big. His house is very big. ¿Su hermano es muy alto de ella?
Her brother is very tall.
Good. Tall.
Tall.
Good. One more time, Raquel.
His brother, her brother. Her brother is very tall.
Good. Tu padre es muy joven.
Her father.
Tu padre.
Your father is very young.
Very young.
Very young.
Now repeat that, Jesus.
Your father is very young.
Good. Very young.
Your father is very young.
Good. One more time.
Your father is very young.
Good. Young.
Young.
Now, when you're speaking, look at me. Repeat.
Young.
But the whole sentence. Your father.
Was your father.
Your father.
Your father is very, very young.
Okay. Very, very young or very young. So your father is very young. Your father is very young. 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 Esta es su última oportunidad de él.
This is his last chance.
Good. ¿Cómo está su madre de ella?
How is her mother?
Good. And contract, house?
How's her mother?
Yeah, like, how do you say, casa?
House.
Yeah, how's her mother?
How's her mother?
Yeah. How is, always contracted, house, house, or house. Okay. ¿Dónde está su coche de él?
Where's his car?
Very good. ¿El avión pequeño es inglés?
The small plane?
Yes.
Is, please.
The small plane is English.
Yeah, okay. The small plane is... The small plane.
The small.
The small plane is very English.
No, not very, English. Just English.
The very small...
The small plane is English.
The small plane is English.
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 And the whole sentence, the small?
The small plane is English.
Yeah, the small plane is English.
The small plane is English.
Shh, like shh.
English.
Good. Again, Natalia.
The small plane is English.
Good, good. El hombre alto es francés.
The tall man is French.
Good, and repeat.
The small...
No, tall.
Ah, the tall... The tall man is French.
Yeah, is French.
Is French.
No, careful. Is.
Is.
Like is, is he. Isabel is the small... The tall man is French.
The tall man is French.
Good. Su mujer es española.
His woman is Spanish.
No.
His wife is Spanish.
Again?
His wife is Spanish.
Yeah, his wife is Spanish. Ella es de Madrid.
She's from Madrid.
Very good. Madrid.
Madrid.
Good. ¿De dónde es él?
Where's he from?
Very good. Again?
Where's he from?
Good. ¿Tu padre es muy joven?
Are your father very...
No, it's an affirmative statement.
Your father is very young.
Yeah, say young.
Young. Your father is very young.
Good, young.
Young.
Good. Natalia, again.
Your father is a very young.
Yeah, your father is very young. It's like young, young, young. Your father is very young. El avión pequeño es inglés?
In affirmative or interrogative?
Yes, yes.
The small plane is English.
Again?
The small plane is English.
Good, one more time. English.
The small plane is English.
Good. El hombre alto es francés.
The tall man.
Careful. The.
The tall man is French.
Good, good. Now we'll practice with some numbers. I will say, for example, 2434, and you'll say 2434. 2434.
2434.
Good. 1867.
1867.
Very good. 1729.
1729.
Good.
1729.
Very good. 9391.
9000.
No, careful. 9000.
9000.
Nine.
Nine.
Yes.
9000. I don't remember.
9,391.
Good.
9,391.
Good. 9,000.
391.
Again.
91.
In German, you say nine for no. 90.
Okay. 91.
Good. And repeat.
9,391.
Good. 1677.
1,677.
Very good. 3308.
3,308.
Well done, Rachel. Very good stuff. 4111.
4,111.
Very good, very good. Now we're going to do a quick bit of practice with it's famous for it. So I will say Venice canals, and I want you to say it's famous for its canals. Venice canals.
It's famous for its canals.
Good. Milan fashion.
It's famous for its fashion.
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 Good, again.
It's famous for its fashion.
Good. Seville Cathedral.
It's famous for its cathedral.
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 Again, Natalia.
It's famous for its cathedral.
Good. Granada Alhambra.
It's famous for its Alhambra.
Very good. Madrid bars.
It's famous for its bars.
Basque country food.
It's famous for its food.
Very good. Murcia oranges.
It's famous for its oranges.
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 Yeah, again.
It's famous for its oranges.
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 Good.
It's famous for its oranges.
Yeah, it's famous for its oranges. Rome Colosseum.
It's famous for its Colosseum.
Very good. London Bridges.
It's famous for its bridges. Bridges.
Good, again.
It's famous for its bridges.
Very good. San Francisco Bay.
It's famous for its bay.
And how do you say bay in Spanish?
Bahia.
Very good. Florida beaches.
It's famous for its beaches.
Very good. Scotland castles.
It's famous for its castles.
Italy cars.
It's famous for its cars.
Very good. France food.
It's famous for food.
For its food.
It's famous for its food.
Good, good. And again, Natalia.
It's famous for its food.
Very good. Spain, wine.
It's famous for its wine.
Very good. And again?
It's famous for its wine.
Okay, so a quick bit of practice with a little bit of vocabulary. Are you ready? Okay, I'll say it in Spanish, you say it in English. Alrededor de.
Around.
Yep.
Around.
Again?
Around.
Good. Pan.
Bread.
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 Yeah, spelt B-R-E-A-D, but bread. One sound, one syllable. Techo.
Ceiling.
Good. Ordenador.
Computer.
Yeah, computer.
Computer.
Very good. Día.
Day.
Very good. Seco.
Dry.
Very good. The opposite.
Wet.
Good. Europa.
Europe.
Rápido. Rápido.
Fast.
Good. The opposite.
Slow.
Good. Pasillo.
Corridor.
Or in a house.
Hall.
Very good. Reunión.
Meeting.
Good. Dinero.
Money.
Mes.
Month.
Good. Música.
Music.
Nervioso.
Nervous.
Yeah, nervous.
Nervous. Yeah,
nervous.
Nervous.
Nervous. One more time.
Nervous.
Yeah, nervous. Nervous. Ruido.
Noise.
Very good. Nariz.
Nose.
Very good. Fiesta.
Party.
Very good. Gente.
People.
Good. Bolsillo.
Pocket.
Good. Puerto de Mar.
Port.
Good.
Or harbor.
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 Yeah. Port, industrial, and harbor for leisure and pleasure. Gente.
People.
Good. Progreso.
Progress.
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 Progress or progress. Two ways of pronouncing. Progress or progress. Historia o cuento.
History.
Story.
A story.
Not a story. Story.
Story.
Now, make this sound. Now, story.
Story.
Yeah, very important. Not a story. 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 So, historia o cuento?
History. Sorry. Story.
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 Now, listen carefully.
Story.
Story.
Story. Story.
Very good, very good. Semana.
Week.
Very good. Bien.
Good.
Or?
Well.
Very good. Ancho.
Wide.
Very good. And ventana.
Window.
Very good. And historia?
Story.
Very good. Let's quickly practice with months. So, for example, I will say, what comes after April? And you will say, May comes after April. What comes after April?
May comes after April.
Good. What comes after August?
September comes after August.
A bit stronger with the P. September.
September comes after August.
Very good. September. What comes before July?
June comes before July.
What comes between December and February?
December. January comes.
No. You can say January. January.
January.
January.
January comes between December and February.
Very good. February.
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 Good.
January.
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 No. Jan. Jan.
January.
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 No, say it.
January comes between December and February.
January comes between December and February.
No, it's February.
February.
Yeah. Spelled February, but pronounced February.
February.
Yeah. January.
January comes between December and February.
Very good, very good. What comes between February and April?
March comes between February and April.
Good. Again, Raquel.
March comes between February and April.
Yeah, February. January, February. What comes between January and March?
February comes between January and April.
And March.
And March.
Again.
February comes between January and March.
What comes after December?
January comes after December.
January
comes after December.
What comes after February?
January.
March.
March. March comes between...
So March comes after February.
March comes after February.
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 February. Yeah, again.
February.
Very good. What comes before February?
January comes before February.
February, again.
February.
The whole sentence.
January comes before January.
February.
February.
Again.
January comes before January. January comes before February.
Again.
January comes before February.
Yes, very good, very good. What comes between August and October?
September comes between August and October.
Good. What comes after May?
January. Yeah. January, no. June. June comes after August. No. May.
June comes after May.
Yes.
June comes after May.
Very good. What comes before August?
July comes before August.
What comes between July and September?
August comes between July and September.
Good. One more time, Natalia.
August comes between
July. Very good. And
September.
Good. And repeat.
August comes between July and September.
Yeah. June and July. What comes between June and August?
July comes between June and August.
Good. What comes between March and May?
April comes between March and May.
Very good. Again, Rachel.
April comes between March and May.
Very good. One more time for luck.
April comes between March and May.
What comes before November?
October comes before November.
Very good. And just three more. What comes before October?
September comes. September comes before October.
Very good. What? One more time.
September comes before October.
Yeah, with a strong B. September comes before October.
September comes before October.
Good. What comes after July? Natalia.
August comes after July.
July. Again.
August comes after July.
Good, again.
August comes after July.
Very good.
August comes before July.
After.
August comes after July.
Good. One more time, Natalia.
August comes after July.
Good. July.
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 Good. Now again.
July.
For the whole sentence. August.
August comes after July.
Well done, Natalia. Very good. What comes after June?
July comes after June.
Very good. Let's do a little bit more vocabulary, very simple, about the family. So I will say it in Spanish, you must say it in English. Marido.
Husband.
Yeah. Written husband, but pronounced husband.
Husband.
Bind.
Husband.
Good. Mujer.
Wife.
Madre.
Mother.
Again?
Mother.
Good. Mother. Good. Very good. Padre.
Father.
Very good. Again?
Father.
Good. Padres. And be careful of the pronunciation.
Parents.
Very good. Parents. Not parents. Parents. Hijo.
Son.
Hija.
Sister.
No, hija.
Daughter.
Good.
Daughter.
Harder with the D. Daughter.
Daughter.
Very good. Hijos.
Kids.
Okay, or more formally?
Children.
Yes, like chill, like it's called.
Children.
Very good. Hermano.
Brother.
Hermana.
Sister.
Abuela.
Grandmother.
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 Very good. Abuelo.
Grandfather.
Abuelos.
Grandparents.
Parents.
Grandparents.
Yeah, pay. Grandparents.
Grandparents.
Bisabuela.
Grandmother.
Great-grandmother.
Great-grandmother.
Bisabuelo.
Great-grandparent. No, father.
Good. Again?
Great-grandfather.
One more time, Rachel.
Great-grandfather.
Very good. Tía.
Uncle.
Tía. Not tío.
Cousin.
Aunt.
Yeah.
Aunt.
Aunt. Very good. Tío.
Uncle.
Sobrino.
Nephew.
Very good. Suegra.
Mother-in-law.
Very good. Suegro.
Father-in-law.
Very good. Suegros.
Fathers-in-law. Parents-in-law.
Yeah, parents-in-law are simply in-laws. Cuñado.
Brother-in-law.
Very good. Say it again.
Brother-in-law.
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 More B.
Brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law. Brother-in-law. Very good. Cuñada.
Sister-in-law.
Very good. What comes after August?
After August.
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 July.
No, September.
September comes after August.
Good, again.
September comes after August.
Tu padre es muy joven.
Your father is very young.
Now, careful. Very.
Very young.
Good, better, again.
Your father is very young.
Good. Nuera.
Daughter-in-law.
Stronger with the D, harder.
Daughter-in-law.
Very good. And yerno.
Son-in-law.
Yes, very good. Rachel, again.
Son-in-law.
Very good. We're going to do a quick question mix. I'll ask you a question. All you have to do is simply answer it. Is Berlin a city or a town?
It's a city.
Very good. Is Tokyo a big city or a small city?
It's a big city.
Very good. Where is England?
England is in Britain.
Very good. Britain.
Britain.
Again?
England is in Britain.
Very good. Where's Nebraska?
Nebraska is in the USA.
Very good. Is Colorado a state or a city?
It's a state.
Good. Is the Amazon a long or a short river?
It's a long river.
Very good. Where's Munich?
Munich is in Germany. Germany.
Very good. Again?
Munich. Munich is in Germany.
Very good. Again?
Munich is in Germany.
Very good. Is Paris in the north or in the south of France?
It's in the north of France.
Again?
It's in the north of France.
What nationality are people from Germany?
People from Germany are German.
Very good. Is Shanghai a big or a small city?
It's a big city.
Very good. Is Lisbon a city in Spain or a city in Portugal? Now, Portugal.
It's a city in Portugal.
Very good. How do you say chicle?
Chewing gum.
Yeah, so Portugal. Portugal, very good. What nationality are people from Russia?
People from Russia are Russian.
Very good. Again?
People from Russia are Russian.
Very good. Ask him what color he's wearing today.
What color are you wearing today?
I'm wearing red.
Which is the color of Russia. What nationality are people from Portugal?
People from Portugal are Portuguese.
Very good. Is Austria a city or a country?
Austria is a city. country.
Again?
Austria.
Oh, no, careful. Aus. Even though it's spelled aus, Austria.
Austria.
Aus.
Austria.
Aus.
Ah, aus.
No, aus. Aus.
Aus.
Like possible. Aus.
Aus.
Yes.
Austria is a country.
Good, again.
Austria is a country.
And where is Munich?
Munich is in Germany.
Very good. What nationality are people from Scotland?
People from...
People?
people from Scotland are Scottish.
Good. And how do you say historia in English?
Story. Story.
Story.
Story.
Story.
Not a. Just story.
Story.
Very good. One more time.
Story.
And one more time for good luck.
Story.
Very good. Where in Europe is Spain?
Spain is in the south of Europe.
Very good. One more time.
Spain is in the south of Europe.
Very good. Is the Mississippi a long or a short river?
It's a long river.
Very good. What date is it today?
Today is...
No, either you say it's or today is.
Today is...
Today is the...
Today is the...
13th of May. Again.
13th of May.
13th.
Today is 13th...
Is the...
Is the 13th of May.
Very good. Stay with us, folks, and we'll be back with you in just a few minutes. Bye bye.
Escuchando Vaughan Radio. Fútbol inglés en la residencia oficial Atlético de Madrid en San Sebastián de los Reyes. Reserva la plaza de tu hijo en el 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
¿No quieres aprender inglés? ¿No quieres conocer expresiones y vocabulario? Ah, entonces no nos busques, porque con nuestros trimestrales mejorarás tu agilidad oral y nivel auditivo y reforzarás la gramática. En grupos reducidos y mediante el método Vaughan aprenderás inglés. Así que no nos llames al 91-133-5833, 91-133-5833, ni nos visites en grupovaughan.com.
Llegan los intensivos de julio in company. 2 semanas, 2 horas al día con un total de 20 horas. Además de las clases presenciales, cada alumno contará con 2 sesiones telefónicas de 25 minutos cada semana para poder poner en práctica lo aprendido en clase y fomentar el speaking. Infórmate de los intensivos de julio in company. Llama al 911-335831. 911-335831. Este verano también in company. 911-335831.
La niñez es el momento en que hacemos preguntas incómodas. También es el momento perfecto para aprender inglés. Si no quieres que tus hijos se hagan mayores en saber inglés, olvídate de los viejos métodos que utilizaron contigo. Descubre Vaughan Junior, un método que despierta sus ganas de aprender y su curiosidad por el inglés. Aprenden de forma natural y divertida. Llámanos ahora al 91-133-5832.
Este verano tus hijos van a vivir un montón de aventuras en inglés. Y sin salir de Madrid, en los Urban Camps tenemos un montón de aventuras y temáticas disponibles y todo sin que los peques tengan que dormir fuera de casa. Tu reserva ya en campamentosvaughan.com. Urban Camps, aventuras en inglés. No las dejes escapar.
A 200 metros gire a la derecha. Después en la rotonda tome la segunda salida y habrá llegado a un nivel de inglés C1.
Olvida los atajos que no funcionan. Si este año quieres dar un buen impulso a tu nivel de inglés, tu destino es Vaughan Town, un lugar único en España donde aprenderás de verdad. 6 días en un entorno 100% angloparlante que equivalen a 500 horas de clase. Vivirás el inglés con multitud de actividades que te ayudarán a desarrollar tus capacidades y mejorar tu inglés en todos los terrenos. Ponte en marcha, te estamos esperando. Las plazas son limitadas. Llama ahora al 911-335833 o entra en Grupo Vaughan. Empower your English. Empower yourself.
La enseñanza de idiomas tiene un nombre. Grupo Vaughan cuenta con la mejor oferta de formación en idiomas. Más de 40 años implantando con éxito planes de formación en empresas y con un compromiso, continuar innovando. Consulta condiciones en el 911-335831.
Ya no hace falta que exageres tu nivel de inglés. Con el método Vaughan es posible mejorar de verdad porque nuestros profesores te retan y acompañan para que obtengas los resultados que buscas. Apúntate ahora a nuestros cursos trimestrales y vive una nueva experiencia de aprendizaje con los profesores Vaughan. Apúntate ahora. Llama al 91-133-5833.
Fútbol inglés en la residencia oficial Atlético de Madrid en San Sebastián de los Reyes. Reserva la plaza de tu hijo en el 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
Welcome to No Excuses. I'm here with Jesus, Raquel, Marisa and Natalia, and I'm here with you, and let's get straight to work with a question mix. So, where's Warsaw?
Warsaw is in Poland.
Good, and I'll answer with it's.
It's in Poland.
Yeah, as much as possible, use it's. It's in Poland again.
It's in Poland.
Good. Where's Dublin?
Dublin is in Ireland.
Good. So Dublin is in Ireland or it's in Ireland? Repeat.
Dublin.
Yes.
Dublin is in Ireland.
Very good. Is Fifth Avenue a long or a short street?
It's a long street.
Very good. Is the sky blue or green?
It's blue. It's blue.
Very good. What color is a banana?
It's yellow.
Very good. It's yellow.
It's yellow.
Very good, very good. How do you say ice in Spanish?
Yellow.
Yep, so it's yellow. Where are the pyramids?
The pyramids are in Egypt.
Egypt.
The pyramids are in Egypt.
Very good, very good. Who's tall, Danny DeVito or Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan is taller.
No.
Ah, no, he's tall.
Listen carefully. Taller. Who's tall?
Michael Jordan.
Danny DeVito or Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan.
Very good. Is Angelina Jolie beautiful or ugly?
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful?
Yeah, I think so.
She's beautiful.
She's beautiful, yeah.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Again?
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's beautiful. She's beautiful. Repeat, Natalia.
She's beautiful.
One more time.
She's beautiful.
She's
beautiful. She's beautiful.
Yeah, like she's beautiful. Where's Angela Merkel from?
Angela Merkel is from Germany.
Very good. Is Barack Obama married?
Yes, he's married.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Very good. What nationality are people from South Africa?
People from South Africa are South African.
Very good. And again?
People from South Africa are South African.
Very good. Is Montana a big or a small state?
It's a big state.
And where is it?
It's in the north of the United States.
Very good. What's the nickname of Montana? How do you say nickname in Spanish?
Alias or mote. Yeah.
What's the nickname of Montana?
I can't remember in this moment.
Big sky.
Yes.
State. Very good.
Yes.
I'm not French. And you?
Me neither.
Very good. Me neither. Or I'm not French either. Is the Nile in Africa or in Asia?
In Africa.
It's in Africa.
It's in Africa.
Very good, very good. Is Ellen DeGeneres rich or poor?
It's rich.
It's?
It's rich.
She's
rich.
Very good. And is Angelina Jolie beautiful or ugly?
She's beautiful.
Yes, not it's. You would say that about a dog, but not about a person. Where is Marseille?
Marseille is in France.
Very good. Is it in the north of France or in the south of France?
It's in the south east of France.
Very good. And again, it's.
It's in the southeast of France.
Very good. Is George Clooney handsome or ugly?
George Clooney is handsome.
Handsome. Again?
George Clooney is handsome.
Okay, careful. George Clooney is handsome.
George Clooney is handsome.
Okay. George.
George Clooney. Is handsome.
Good. I'm not standing. And you?
Me neither.
Very good. Or I'm not standing either. Let's do a little bit of translation work. I say it in Spanish and you say it in English. ¿Es grande París?
Is Paris big?
Very good. ¿Está lejos de aquí?
Is far.
Is it?
Is it far from here?
Very good. And again?
Is it far from here?
Yeah. Is it far from here? ¿Es difícil?
Is it difficult?
¿Es un trabajo importante?
Is it an important job?
Is it an important job?
Is it an important job?
Very good. ¿Es importante su empresa?
Is his company important?
Very good. Is Angelina Jolie rich? Oh, sorry, poor. Is Angelina Jolie beautiful? No, she's rich. Is Angelina Jolie beautiful or ugly?
She's beautiful.
Very good. ¿Es grande?
Is it big?
Very good. Big. Is it big?
Is it big?
Very good. ¿Dónde está?
Where is it?
Where is it?
Where is it?
Yeah. Where is it?
Where is it?
Where is it? One more time, Rachel.
Where is it?
Very good. Do that again with your shoulders.
Where is it?
Where is it? Esto es un libro.
This is a book.
No es mi libro.
This isn't my book.
This isn't my...
Instead of this, it's... Use it's. It's...
It's my book.
It's not.
It's not my book.
It's not my book.
Es muy caro.
It's very expensive.
Very good. Well done with the pronunciation. Again.
It's very expensive.
Expensive. It's very expensive. Repeat.
It's very expensive.
Very good. El Rin es un río largo.
The Rhine is a long river.
Again.
The Rhine is a long river.
Very good. El Miño es un río corto.
The Miño is a short river.
Aquel es un informe corto.
That is a short report.
No, careful. Short.
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 Good. Again.
That report.
That is.
That is a short. A short report.
That's a short report.
Yeah, always contract when you're speaking. That's a. That's a.
That's a.
Short.
That's a short report.
Short. Short.
Short.
Report.
Report.
That's a short report.
That's a short report.
More sh. Short.
That's a short report.
Even more sh.
That's a short report. That's short report. That's a short report.
Oops.
That's a short report.
Very good. One more time, Rachel.
That's a short report. That's a short report.
Okay, short.
That's a short.
You're saying short, and it must be short. Short.
Short.
Good, perfect.
That's a short report.
Yeah, that's a short report. Like, that's a short report. Estoy contento con el resultado.
I'm happy with the result.
And again.
I'm happy with the result.
¿Está ella contigo?
Is she with you?
Is she with you?
Is she with you?
Very good. ¿Con quién está?
Who is with?
¿Quién?
No, who is she with?
Good, again.
Who is she with?
No, you can contract. Who's
she? Who's
she? Who's she? Who's she with?
Who's she with?
Yeah, who's she? Who's she with? ¿De dónde es ella?
Where's she from?
Very good. From.
Where's she from?
Good. No soy tu jefe.
I'm not your boss.
Good. Ella no es su mujer de él.
She's not his wife.
No eres su marido.
You're not your husband. Her husband. You're not her husband.
Él no es mi hermano. Él.
Him?
No. He sent my brother.
Again?
He sent my brother.
No, easier to say. He's not.
Okay.
He's not.
He's not.
He's.
My,
he's.
He's not my brother.
Again?
He's not my brother.
He's not my brother.
Yeah, like he's. He's.
He's not my brother.
Very good. Marisa, repeat.
He's not my brother.
Esta no es mi dirección.
This is not my address.
Good. And again?
This is not my address.
No, this better. This isn't.
This isn't my address.
One more time.
This isn't my address.
My address.
My address.
Very good.
Address.
One more time.
This isn't my address.
Very good. Now I'm going to say a statement and I'll ask you to change it to negative, positive, or into a question. All right? So, this is a cat. Negative.
This isn't a cat.
Question.
Is this a cat?
Good. Negative question.
Isn't this a cat?
Very good. Isn't this a cat? Those are beds. Negative.
Those aren't
beds.
Beds.
Yeah. Those aren't beds.
Those aren't beds.
Warsaw is in Russia. Question.
Is Warsaw... what?
Is Warsaw in Russia?
Is Warsaw in Russia?
Good. Negative.
Warsaw isn't in Russia.
Good. The beach, with a long E sound, the beach is green. The beach is green. Negative.
The beach isn't green.
Very good. Ask me a question.
Is the beach...
B.
Is the beach green?
Very good. And repeat.
Is the beach green?
Is the beach green?
Is the beach green?
Very good. Michael is married. Negative.
Michael isn't married.
Question.
Is Michael married?
Very good. Negative question.
Isn't Michael married?
Good. And again.
Isn't Michael married?
And repeat.
Isn't Michael married?
Very good. Isn't Michael married? Isn't Michael married? Is Paris in China? Answer. Sorry, give me a negative answer.
Is Paris...
No, give me a negative answer. Paris?
Paris isn't in Asia.
China.
In China.
Again.
Paris isn't in China.
One more time.
Paris isn't in China.
Good. Negative question.
Isn't Paris in China?
Very good, very good. She isn't fat. Question.
Is she fat?
Very good. Negative question.
Isn't she fat?
Very good, very good. Now, he's handsome. He's handsome. Ask me a question.
Is he handsome?
Handsome.
Is she handsome?
He.
Okay. Is he handsome?
Very good. Negative.
He isn't handsome.
Very good. Ask me a negative question.
Isn't he handsome?
Very good. Are people from England English? Give me a positive answer. Full sentence.
People from England are English.
Good. And again?
People from England are English.
Very good. And ask me the question.
Are people from England English?
Good. And ask me the negative question.
Aren't people from England English?
Very good. Albacete isn't famous for its knives. Give me a positive.
Albacete is famous for its knives.
And ask me a question.
Is Albacete famous for its knife? Knife.
Not just one. Knives. Again.
Knife. Is Albacete famous...
No, in English we would say Albacete.
Albacete.
Yeah.
Is Albacete famous for its knife?
For its...
Its knife.
No, knives, not just one.
Knife.
Knives. Knives.
Knife.
One knife. One knife, two knives. One knife, two knives.
Is Albacete famous for its knife? Knife. Ah, plural. Okay.
Yes, yes. Rachel.
It is... Is Albacete famous for its knives?
Very good. Now, you're simply going to ask me where a place is. So I would say, ask me if Madrid is in Spain. So you'd say, is Madrid in Spain? Is Madrid in Spain? Ask me if Madrid is in Spain.
Is Madrid in Spain?
Yes, it is. Ask me if Beijing is in Bulgaria.
Is Beijing in Bulgaria?
No, it's not. Ask me if Paris is in France.
Is your parents France?
No. Ask me if Paris...
Ah, Paris.
Yes, ask me if Paris is in France.
Is your Paris...
No. Paris.
Paris. Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Your Paris.
No, not my Paris.
Paris.
No. Is Paris in France?
Are you... Holy... Are Paris...
Is...
Is Paris...
In France. France. Again.
Is Paris in France?
Good. Ask... yes, it is. Ask me if Berlin is in Germany.
Is Berlin in Germany?
Germany.
Germany. Is Berlin in Germany?
Very good. Yes, it is. Ask me if Dublin is in England.
Is Dublin in England?
No, it's not. Ask me if Copenhagen is in Iceland.
Is Copenhagen in Iceland?
Iceland.
Iceland.
And ask me again.
Is Copenhagen in Iceland?
No, it's not. Ask me if Ankara is in Switzerland.
Is Ankara...
Ankara.
Ankara. Is Ankara in Switzerland?
Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Switzerland. Again?
Is Ankara in Switzerland?
Switzerland.
Is Ankara in Switzerland?
Yes, Switzerland, England, Ireland, Scotland. Ask me, no it's not, ask me if Stockholm is in Sweden.
Is Stockholm in Sweden?
Yes, it is. Ask me if Warsaw is in Portugal.
Is Warsaw in Portugal?
Very good. Ask me if London is in England.
Is London on England? In England?
England.
Is London in England?
Yes, very important. England, Ireland, Scotland, Poland, for example. Yes, London is in England. Ask me if Oslo is in Sweden.
Is Oslo in Sweden?
Good, and again.
Is Oslo in Sweden?
Sweden. Sweden. Very good.
Is Oslo in Sweden?
Very good. Ask me if Paris is in France.
Is Paris in France?
Excellent. Again, Natalia.
Is Paris in France?
Yes, it is. Ask me if Madrid is in Finland. Finland.
Is Madrid in Finland?
No, it's not. Ask me if Lisbon is in Portugal.
Is Lisbon in Portugal?
Yes, it is. Ask me if London is in Ireland.
Is London in Ireland?
Now, listen carefully. Even though it's written London, it's pronounced London. 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 One more time.
Is London in Ireland?
No, it's not. Ask me if Warsaw is in Poland.
Is Warsaw in Poland?
No, it's not. Sorry, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Ask me if Moscow is in Russia.
Is Moscow in Russia?
Very good. And ask me again.
Is Moscow in Russia?
Very good. Ask me if Tokyo is in Japan.
It's Tokyo.
Careful, is.
Is Tokyo in Japan?
Japan.
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 Yeah, Japan.
Japan. Japan.
Again.
Is Tokyo in Japan?
Very good. Yes, it is. Ask me if Oslo is in Norway.
Is Oslo in Norway?
Yes, it is. Ask me if Copenhagen is in Albania.
Is Copenhagen in Albania?
Albania.
Albania.
Again.
Is Copenhagen?
Hagen.
Hagen. Copenhagen.
No, from the beginning. Is.
Is Copenhagen in Albania?
Albania.
Albania.
Not they. Albania.
Albania.
Again, is.
Is Copenhagen in Albania?
Yeah, important that the B is very strong in English. Albania. No, it's not. Ask me if Kabul is in Belgium.
Is Kabul in Belgium?
No, it's not. Belgium.
Belgian.
Belgium.
Belgium.
Yes. So a Belgian person, nationality. The country is Belgium. Belgium.
Is Kabul in Belgium?
No, it's not. Ask me if Brussels is in Afghanistan.
Is Brussels in Afghanistan?
No, it's not. Ask me if Amsterdam is in New Zealand. Ask me if Amsterdam is in New Zealand.
Amsterdam in New Zealand?
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. Is Amsterdam in New Zealand?
New Zealand.
Is Amsterdam in New Zealand?
Very good, very good. No, it's not. We're quickly going to practice with the pronunciation of city. I will ask a question and I will want you to say it's a city. In. It's a city in. So, for example, if I say, is Brussels a city in Belgium or a city in Germany? And you'd say, it's a city in Belgium. So, is Brussels a city in Belgium or a city in Germany?
It's a city in Belgium.
Very good. Is Paris a city in Spain or a city in France?
It's a city in France.
Very good. Is Glasgow a city in Scotland or a city in Poland?
It's a city in Scotland.
Very good. Is Edinburgh, a city in England or a city in Scotland?
It's a city in Scotland.
Very good. Is Dublin a city in Wales or a city in Ireland?
It's a city in Ireland.
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 And again?
It's a city in Ireland.
D.
In Ireland.
Again.
It's a city in Ireland.
Good. It's a city in Ireland. Is New York a city in the United States or a city in Canada?
It's a city in New York.
Is New York?
It's a city in the USA.
Very good. It's a city in the USA. It's a city in the United States or it's a city in the States or the US. Okay. Is Chicago. Is Chicago a city in Spain or a city in the United States?
It's a city in the United States.
Very good. Is Detroit a city in the United States or a city in Portugal?
It's a city in the United States.
In the
United States.
And again?
It's a city in the United States.
United States.
United. It's a city in the United States.
Good. Is Orlando a city in Guatemala or a city in the United States?
It's a city in the United States.
Good, almost. United States.
United States.
Good. Is Omaha a city in the United States or a city in Brazil?
It's a city in the United States.
Very good. Is Cork a city in Portugal or a city in Ireland?
It's a city in Ireland.
Very good. Is Amsterdam a city in Denmark or a city in the Netherlands?
It's a city in Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
In the Netherlands.
Yeah, very good.
It's a city in the Netherlands.
Very good. Is Madrid a city in Spain or a city in Norway?
It's a city in Spain.
Very good. Is Valencia, in English we say Valencia, is Valencia a city in Morocco or a city in Spain?
It's a city in Spain.
In Spain.
Spain.
Again.
It's a city in Spain.
Now say Instagram.
Instagram.
Now say in Spain.
In Spain.
Yeah, in Spain.
In Spain.
And I'll say Instagram.
Instagram.
And I'll say in Spain.
In Spain.
So, is Valencia a city in Morocco or a city in Spain?
It's a city in Spain.
Very good. Is Barcelona a city in Egypt or a city in Spain?
It's a city in Spain.
Again, Spain.
It's a city in Spain.
Very good. Is Granada a city in Spain or a city in Italy?
It's a city in Spain.
Is Seville a city in Greece or a city in Spain?
It's a city in Spain.
Very good. Is Malaga a city in Spain or a city in Russia?
It's a city in Spain.
Very good. Again?
It's a city in Spain.
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 Yeah, say it for me.
Spain.
I know, it's a city.
It's a city in Spain.
Very good. Is Granada a city in Spain or a city in Italy?
It's a city in Spain.
Very good. Is Oporto a city in Portugal or a city in the United States?
It's a city in Portugal.
Very good. Is Milan a city in Austria or a city in Italy?
It's a city in Italy.
And I'll say Austria.
Austria.
Very good. Is Pisa a city in Kenya or a city in Italy?
It's a city in Italy.
Very good. Is Florence a city in Bolivia or a city in Italy?
It's a city in Italy.
Is Florence a city in Bolivia or a city in Italy?
It's a city in Italy.
One more time.
It's a city in Italy.
Very good. Let's quickly review the translation list we did earlier. We go very fast and we'll review some of it. Es grande Paris.
Is big Paris? Is Paris big?
Very good. ¿Está lejos de aquí?
Is it far from here?
¿Es interesante su trabajo de él?
Is his job interesting?
Very good. ¿Es difícil?
Is it difficult?
¿Es un trabajo importante?
Is it an important job?
Again.
Is it an important job?
Yeah. Is it an important job? One more time.
Is it an important job?
Good. ¿Es importante su empresa?
Is it important her?
Is his company important?
Is his company important?
Again, Natalia.
Is his company important?
Important.
Important.
Yeah. Is his company important?
Is his company important?
Es grande.
Is it big?
¿Dónde está?
Where is it?
Where is it?
What is it?
And Rachel.
Where is it?
Yeah. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? ¿Está cerca de su casa de él?
Is close to...
I'll start again.
Sorry.
Is it far from his house?
¿Está cerca de su casa de él?
Are you near his house?
No.
Is it
yes.
near his house?
Okay.
Is it near his house?
And a bit more intonation. Is it?
Is it near his house?
Very good. Esto es un libro. Esto es un libro.
This is a book.
Very good. No es mi libro.
It isn't my book.
Oh, good. Or you can say it's not.
It's not my book.
Very good. Es muy caro.
It's very expensive.
Very good pronunciation. It's very expensive. It's very expensive. El Rhin es un río largo.
The Rhine.
Very good.
The Rhine is a long river.
Yeah, river. River.
River.
Again.
The Rhine is a long river.
Very good. El Miño es un río corto.
The Miño is a short river.
Short.
Short.
Good, again.
The Miño is a short river.
One more time.
The Miño is a short river.
Aquel es un informe corto.
That's a short report.
Estoy contento con el resultado.
I'm happy with the result.
¿Está ella contigo?
Is she with you?
Very good. Is she with you again?
Is she with you?
And repeat.
Is she with you?
Is she
with you?
Aquel es un informe corto.
Are that...
No, affirmative. That's...
Okay. That's a...
Short.
That's a short report.
One more time.
That's a report, a short report.
One more time, Natalia, for luck.
That's a short report.
Very good. And one last one. ¿De dónde es ella?
Where is she from?
Very good. That's it for today, folks. Thank you for joining us on No Excuses. Thank you to Jesus. Thank you to Raquel. Thank you to Marisa. Thank you, Natalia. And thank you to you. Bye-bye.
Listening to Vaughn Radio.
Do you want to improve your English?
Interactive radio.
Interactive English show.
You're listening to the right radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
To Vaughn Radio.
Te invitamos a que te sumerjas en una experiencia como el pueblo angloparlante de Vaughan Town, donde te permitirá comunicarte con decisión y confianza a pesar de los errores que puedas cometer. Pero se trata precisamente de eso, de superar el miedo escénico y el sentido del ridículo a la hora de expresarte en inglés. Te darás cuenta de que el inglés no es una ciencia oculta, sino una herramienta de comunicación que serás capaz de manejar con éxito. Vaughan Town es un programa de inmersión lingüística en inglés en el cual conviven participantes españoles con al menos el mismo número